Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. We've been waiting for this moment. Here is an important breaking news alert. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, it is now being reported, has testified in front of at least one grand jury investigating Donald Trump's criminal conduct. And it does appear, at least preliminarily, that Mark Meadows actually gave testimony and provided information instead of invoking his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. This comes from a quote given by one of Mark Meadows' lawyers. Let me read for you the quote right here from a New York Times article that was just released. Asked about the grand jury testimony, a lawyer for Mr. Meadows, George Tillwilliger, said, quote, without commenting on whether or not Mr. Meadows has testified before the grand jury or in any other proceeding, Mr. Meadows has maintained a commitment to tell the truth where he has a legal obligation to. That sounds like Mark Meadows' lawyer is saying that Mark Meadows did in fact testify before the grand jury. Another data point which suggests that Mark Meadows did in fact testify instead of, say, invoking his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination or trying to invoke some other privilege is that reporters, and we here at the Midas Touch Network, have been following the docket as well in Washington, D.C., the docket of federal judge Jeb Boasberg, who is now the chief judge of the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., who presides over the grand jury proceedings. And so if there was a filing on behalf of Mark Meadows, we would not actually see the filing itself because that would be filed under seal, the actual content of the filing. But based on the timing of an under seal filing, based on the lawyers entering and exiting the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., we would be able to at least understand if Mark Meadows' lawyers were entering or exiting, or if a filing was made relating to Mark Meadows. And as far as we know, we have not seen that. So it does appear Mark Meadows not only went before the grand jury, but provided testimony. Now, we've been reporting here on the Midas Touch Network, and it's been reported elsewhere that those in Donald Trump's inner circle, all the way up to Donald Trump, have been very fearful regarding the lack of communication they have been receiving lately from Mark Meadows. Donald Trump's political action arm paid approximately $900,000 in legal fees already for Mark Meadows, which Donald Trump and those close to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago believe should have required Mark Meadows to provide them with information and updates about what has been taking place. It was reported in this New York Times article as well that Donald Trump had asked aides to even reach out to Mark Meadows just to see, just to check on how he's doing. Sounds like a mafia boss making that request. But they had not heard back from Mark Meadows, so they were getting very concerned and very nervous. So my overall takeaway point here, again, is that as we learn this information, in addition to all the other information we've been reporting, the data points connect that we are looking for an imminent indictment that we think is going to be taking place. Now, of course, there are multiple grand juries that are impaneled now. We know about two that are impaneled, at least two impaneled in Washington, D.C., one relating to Donald Trump's election interference and Donald Trump's other conduct relating to aiding and abetting the January 6th insurrection and his related conduct as well, such as potential wire fraud. There is another grand jury in Washington, D.C. relating to Donald Trump's theft of thousands of government records, including classified records and sensitive compartmented information, and just thousands of other government records, and Donald Trump's obstruction of justice. That grand jury is a separate grand jury.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at that perfect temperature all night long. Now, using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at that perfect temperature all night so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Midas at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this.
Meeting in Washington, D.C., and we've also just reported as well that we now know about a third grand jury that has been impaneled, this one in the Southern District of Florida. And this grand jury is also investigating crimes that may have taken place at Mar-a-Lago relating to the concealment of government records, classified records, sensitive compartmented information, and obstruction of justice. We believe the grand jury in the Southern District of Florida is related to Jack Smith's criminal investigation into Donald Trump's employees at Mar-a-Lago who may have engaged in criminal conduct, that it's a maneuver to make sure that you have jurisdiction over those individuals. But as it relates to Mark Meadows, the reporting right now does not tell us which of the grand juries Mark Meadows has testified before. Was it the one related to the insurrection and election interference, or was it related to the theft of government records, or was it both? We do know that Mark Meadows has significant information regarding both. Obviously, relating to the January 6th criminal investigation, Mark Meadows was basically the middleman between Donald Trump and all of the other kind of MAGA terrorists and insurrectionists and other individuals who plotted to overthrow our democracy with Donald Trump. As it relates to Donald Trump's theft of government records, the reporting suggests that Mark Meadows knew about Donald Trump's requirements under the Presidential Records Act, which Donald Trump willfully failed to comply with, in addition to Donald Trump's violation of other crimes, such as the Espionage Act, concealment and mutilation of records, and obstruction of justice. And this news about Mark Meadows comes at a time as well where we are learning about the fact that there have been nearly or close to about 20 Secret Service agents associated with Donald Trump who have also testified before the Washington, D.C. grand jury, presumably about their communications with Donald Trump, his whereabouts, his movement of classified records, as well as his conduct, of course, leading up to and during and after the January 6th insurrection. So big news to report here on Mark Meadows. Again, we can only surmise based on the data points, nothing really in the grand jury federal docket. Look at what Mark Meadows' lawyers said. We know that Mark Meadows actually testified. From those data points, we can surmise that Mark Meadows actually testified, not just showed up, but didn't invoke privileges or at least with respect to a lot of things he testified. He may have invoked limited privileges in certain areas. We also don't know from the reporting if Mark Meadows did this voluntarily or if there was any type of immunity deal, such as a derivative use immunity that was given to compel his testimony. But as we gather more information, we will make sure to report it to you first here on the Midas Touch Network. But in my own view, Mark Meadows testifying to me leaves no doubt or removes mostly any doubt. And I pretty much had no doubt to begin with. But Special Counsel Jack Smith is moving towards an indictment, and that with Mark Meadows having testified, that date becomes sooner and sooner than even perhaps initially anticipated. Stay tuned because a lot of information will be breaking and we'll be sure to bring it to you here on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe on our YouTube channel. We're on our way to 1.5 million subscribers thanks to your awesome support. We really appreciate all the support of the Midas Mighty. Check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. And wherever you get audio podcasts, subscribe to the Midas Touch podcast and have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.